feel about things a week later?
I'm definitely progressing. Last week was good, you know, being able to see it and then rep through it and some of the walkthrough stuff. So I'm still learning, but I'm starting to pick it up.
If Whedon and Campbell can't play, are you really hoping that it's you who starts?
Well, yeah, obviously if you're in this league, you want to play. But, you know, I'm preparing like I have been my entire life. You know, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but yeah, I'll be ready if they call me, so.
Last week you told us that Tom Brady was one guy that you looked up to. What would it mean for you to start against him?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be something pretty special. You know, like I said last week, just growing up, he was one of my favorite players. So, you know, if I do get called, it'll definitely be exciting.
How would you get yourself in the mindset of such a daunting challenge of going to New England, which is so good, which never loses at home? How do you get yourself psyched up to think that, hey, let's go up there and win?
You know, I wouldn't think of it like that. You know, like I said before, you got to control the things that you can control, and that's just preparing the best I can and being ready if I have to play.
I'm sure you, you know, have thought about Bill Belichick and the defensive mind that he is. Can you just sort of address maybe going up against a guy like that your first time out?
Yeah, well, he's really creative, and you never really know what you're going to get from him. Every week he kind of throws something new at you, and you're not really sure what it is. It's something that they might not have shown on film throughout the course of the season. So, you know, but once you recognize that, you just have to, you know, kind of adjust throughout the game and go with it.
How prepared did you feel Sunday standing on the sideline if you would have had to go in?
It was good. We had a nice little package prepared that I'd gone over and I felt pretty comfortable with. So I felt pretty prepared.
How does your mindset change, Alex, from being a practice squad guy to maybe starting now?
I don't think it really has changed. You know, I think I've said it a couple times now, but even on practice squad, you know, even though I wasn't getting a lot of reps, you know, just running scout team, you're trying to put that in your terms and run it within your system. And you're studying the game plan just as hard as you are now. So I felt like I was prepared then as well.
Chuck said that you and Caleb are both going to get snaps today. We don't know about Jason and Brandon. Do you feel like you're competing with Caleb for that starting job?
You know, I have no idea. You know, Coach really hasn't said much, you know, who's getting what. So I'm not really sure.
What advice has a Tony Romo given you for possibly heading into this game?
Yeah, I actually talked to him this past weekend. I texted him. You know, they had the weekend off because they played Oakland on Thursday. And, you know, he just had some positive feedback. I was just asking him about, you know, his first couple years within the league. And, you know, he's always been real helpful, and I know I can always stay in touch with him.
Do you have complete confidence in yourself that if you get thrown in there against the Patriots that you'll be able to function efficiently and hold your own and all those kind of things?
Yeah, of course, you know. Anyone in this locker room is going to say, yeah. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in here, you know.
Alex, you mentioned you had a little package ready last week. What would be the reasonable expectation from you if you had to play in this game?
You know, I think I'm definitely growing in this system. So you know, if I was called upon, you know, I'm sure the game plan would be a little more extensive. You know, just picking out the favorite plays that, you know, I feel comfortable with and able to execute them.
Alex, when was the last time you started a regular season game at any level, any league, anywhere?
Would have been my senior year in college, so 2011.
When you have a Josh Gordon in the offense, does it give you a comfort level that you have a guy like that you can throw the ball to?
Of course. You know, I feel like our offense is full of weapons, you know, especially him, and you got Cameron, and you got all those guys. So, you know, if you're going to put the ball up there, he's got a good chance of coming down with it.
Is this week more, are you a little less nervous just about what you're facing just because you've been here a little while, or how do you feel about it?
Feeling a little more comfortable, and then I'm a little more comfortable in this building. You know, I'm still getting to know a lot of these guys, just still trying to learn their names and build relationships with them.
You getting lost where you're going, or?
I found the meeting rooms, and I kind of have the, you know, the time frame of when the schedule is, and I'm not just following the herd like I was last week, so.
What's the process like? Like, what did you have to go through, you know, last week to get ready, and, you know, what's Caleb going through? Are you guys here till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, or what's it like?
Yeah, you know, yesterday was our off day, and I was in here, you know, the entire day. Just your first week, you're just trying to pick up the basic stuff, you know, because every snap counts a little different. You know, just the mechanics of playing quarterback varies everywhere you go, and then, you know, you dive into the different formations, and you can just kind of build your way up, and this is the third system I've been in 2 years, so I kind of have a good base of how to learn a system.
Do you put a thing on your wrist?
No wristbands, no.
Just, you don't have the plays on your wrist?
Just
don't
learn the plays.
You don't believe in that, or what?
What's that?
You don't believe in that?
Oh, it's just the system, you know. The one thing the wristbands don't give you is the opportunity to look in your teammates' eyes, you know, and really tell them what they're going to do. So,
how much overlap is there in those systems?
Between here and Dallas?
Yeah.
There's definitely some similarities, but everywhere you go, there's, you know, going to be different wrinkles. The philosophy is similar, but there's definitely some differences.
Are you in Caleb spending, you know, a lot of time together cramming or maybe?
Yeah, we were up here yesterday working together for quite a while. You know, he's pretty familiar with the system. I think he's had, you know, Mike March and some other guys. So we've been up here as much as we can.
How about the other guys? Are they helping you? I mean, I don't know if they're how much they're around, but are they helping you with the terminology?
Yeah, all these guys are real helpful, and you know, they all have experience. So when, you know, whenever they're around, I'm always trying to pick their brain as well.
How about like a Brian Hoyer? I mean, now not only can he help you with this system, but he can probably help you with the Patriots defense a little bit. Maybe.
Yeah, I actually met with him yesterday briefly, just going over, you know, kind of how he sees things and how we're reading things, and he's been real helpful.
You getting any sleep at all?
A little bit, not much. Just got a couple hours last night, and I was up here bright and early. So,
what's the hardest part about what you guys are being asked to do right now? The most challenging part of it?
I think it's just take everything that we apply in the classroom because we're installing so much, and then try and translate that to the field. You know, just in a short amount of time.
Is the number system or is the play calling complicated to actually just bark out the play?
I mean, you definitely have to understand what you're trying to run with each call and understand what you're trying to execute. And then once you kind of understand the concept of the play or what you're trying to do, it's easier to call.
Alex, I know you're supposed to be prepared for anything and not be surprised, but how weird is this situation as far as, you know, three guys down ahead of you and if you and Caleb have combined, I think, been here like 8 days?
Yeah, you know, that happens sometimes in the NFL, and, you know, I feel like it's a good opportunity for me, so, you know, I'll be ready to go.
You talked about looking in the players' eyes. Is that kind of something you've always done, or is that just important to, you know, the way that you want to lead them? Or?
Yeah, I mean, just growing up, you know, my dad was a high school football coach. So that's something that, you know, he always just kind of instilled in me, and something that was important. You know, you're not staring at necessarily your wristband, but you're looking at those guys, and they have confidence in you and what you're telling them.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, because guys have been in the league for 10 or 12 years before that play shot on their wrist. And you could go into a game without doing it. That's a smart man.
Well, I'm just studying. I'm doing everything I can.
Well, would you say that is one of your strengths, sort of the cerebral part, being able to diagnose and pick up things very quickly?
Well, I think the best thing about me coming here is that I have, you know, some similarities to the offense I was in, so I have an understanding of what they're trying to do and similar type play calls, you know, run game, pass game, play action type stuff. So that's been helpful.
So you're not memorizing it from square one?
Yeah, you know, the verbiage is different, so I have to memorize that, but the philosophy is similar.